I actually really am starting to like fall as a season. Like summer used to be my jam, but fall, there's just so many flavors. There's just so many good things that come in foods and drinks, right? And it's also the perfect time to reset and bring healthy habits back into focus. And with Green Chef, the number one meal kit for clean eating, you can do just that. Green Chef makes it easy to spend less time in the kitchen and more time enjoying fall. And with their new Heat and Eat meals, enjoy a delicious, wholesome meal in just 3 minutes. Perfect for supporting your wellness. Green Chef recipes feature fresh, organic, seasonal produce and 100% responsibly sourced proteins to help you feel your best. Green Chef's real clean ingredients help you build long-lasting, healthy habits without the hassle. Enjoying salads just in 5 minutes, protein-filled breakfasts, and nutrient-rich smoothies to fuel your day. Green Chef is ready to nurture your nutritional needs. With 80-plus dietitian-approved weekly meal options, Green Chef makes it easy to find meals that fit your lifestyle. Pick from Mediterranean, gluten-free, plant-based, and protein-heavy, even gut and brain health and calorie-smart choices, too. The recipes change every week, and with week-to-week flexibility, you can adjust your plan to match your mood and your schedule. Absolutely love this product. Green Chef is perfect if you're trying to get back to eating on par with real health goals. You definitely don't want to miss out on Green Chef. Make this fall your healthiest yet with Green Chef. Head to greenchef.com/50SKF.
50SKF.
And use code 50SKF.
50SKF.
To get 50% off your first month, then 20% off for 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SKF.
50SKF.
At greenchef.com/50SKF.
50SKF. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, win it.
The symbol.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. Joshie. I am dressed like Nelly in the Country Grammar video because this time next week, we will be going to St. Louis that weekend.
He's a fine man.
Ball Brothers. St. Louis is almost sold out, but this was just a fun thing. You probably would have seen the video by now. Me and Josh just shot a 20-second music video outside.
Oh, wow.
My shirt's off, and from the way the camera angle is, titties is tittying. You understand me?
Your shirt off.
Because Nelly's shirt off is in the beginning of the Country Grammar video. Okay. So get your tickets to St. Louis for next week and Nashville the following week. Nashville, you stinking it up. And I'm never gonna say I'm not gonna come to Nashville.
Great city.
Anymore. It's not that bad, but I may have misjudged how supportive Nashville has been. Because back to Here's the Thing. I remember we made a video in the airport in Nashville.
Yeah.
And if I'm making a video the day of in the airport, that means there's a lot of tickets. There's enough
can be sold.
So back to Here's the Thing. It's been struggling. Back Pew Tour, there was a lot of tickets available. This past tour.
Nash Vegas?
Tony said he struggled in Nashville on his own thing.
What's going on in the Nashville?
I don't know. We got to be big white. Apparently got to be big white. We don't have enough big whites. So Nashville people, y'all on the verge of being at every other, maybe every 3 year city or smaller venues. Usually Zanies be popping, but Zanies has a strong email list. Very strong email list. So a lot of people just pull up to Zanies regardless of who's performing. We don't have that option at theaters. Anyway, for the most part, almost all the other cities are doing well except Orlando. In Orlando, I ain't gonna hold y'all.
They're up.
You were third. Tampa's number one choice.
Jacksonville's number two. Up there too.
Orlando, you guys are the only ones available, and then y'all in here not buying the tickets. Everywhere else, you guys are doing okay. Please order Successful Failure. My publisher asked me not to post anything else until the book comes out. I cannot do that. Contractually obligated to promote.
No,
I can't. I got to promote Churchy in the hospital tonight. If you're not on Patreon, tonight two more episodes are airing in the limited series. Brand new episodes are over, and you can find all the reruns. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
I don't know. I'm be honest. Listen, I got to go to a funeral. So my brain is just...
That's why we ain't shooting on Friday.
Yeah, gotta go.
When are you leaving again?
Thursday night. Again, me and Spirit. Let me tell you.
You going on Spirit?
Had a good time on Spirit.
Really?
Surely did. First of all, there were 20 of us on a plane that sat 300. Okay.
So oh, that when you had the full row to yourself?
I had the full row. Was not.
That's like one seat on a regular airplane.
No, no, it's a lot and a lot of leg room.
Oh.
You just cannot recline. You gonna sleep like this. But I mean, for real, other airlines, you only recline into right here. Mm. You're basically just tilting your pelvis.
I never recline.
Really?
What's never wrong recline. With you?
I heard, and this is not why, I just never recline.
What'd you hear?
I heard that it's bad manners to recline. I disagree with this.
You know what?
That's not why I don't recline. Oh, okay, it's actually more comfortable for me to just fall asleep sitting straight up, unless I can lay all the way back.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just never... I do recline if somebody reclines on me. If you recline on me, we got to go back to even space.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, it's more comfortable for me to sleep sitting up. So that part of
the spirit here. Is right for you. Yeah. They don't let you recline.
They got a little tray a little bit.
Kev, they'll probably let you charter a plane for $22.
Come on, because there wasn't nobody on there. My best friend came out to see me, and she flew Spirit, didn't know they charged for everything. She got a bag of pretzels. They said, that'll be $5. And she had just...
Opened it.
Mm. She said, God damn.
$5?
For a bag of pretzels.
Also, I went into Walmart today to find a white do-rag. They didn't have one.
That's a shame.
Walmart does not take Apple Pay.
No. They haven't. All
the scammers would be running that thing
I up. Had no idea, and I didn't have no cash on me.
You have your wallet?
No. I was coming from the gym.
Oh, okay.
It's coming from the gym, and everybody else takes Apple Pay, so
I don't think they ever will.
Yeah, and I had buying was $1.17.
They said tap.
And look at you just
And looking. I'm tapping, and I'm like, why the tap ain't working? The lady was like, oh, we don't take Apple Pay. I was like, you don't take Apple Pay? She was like, no, you got to download Walmart Cash or whatever.
Walmart Pay
or their own app. And I was like, this is just a dollar. I looked at this white dude. I was like, it's just a dollar. He was like,
mm-hmm.
Boop. Yeah. Boop. I said, I feel you. So I had to go to my truck. I had like $2 in there.
Well, at least you had it. I thought you were going to be out there begging.
No.
He got his and spending then change.
I put the $2 in there, Angel. And the machine only recognizes $1. Mm. And I got to take JoJo to school this morning. So we got to call somebody to open them. I said, y'all, I don't care about these funky little 83 cents. It was $1.17. I gave him $2. I was like, y'all can keep this. Like, no, sir, we give you. I don't want it.
Gotta go.
I gotta go, man. Anyway, I just did not know they didn't take Apple Pay.
No, they don't.
I haven't been in a Walmart without my wallet in
forever.
I don't really go to Walmart that much. It's usually when I'm out of town, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's one near my house. And I just was like, how you don't take no Apple Pay? I heard that it's because Apple don't be sharing the data with them. And Walmart was like, we're going to collect our own data.
Yeah, we don't need you to trust, believe. People going to keep shopping at Walmart.
And that tells you how big they are. They just like, and no, and we don't care.
You know, we only take gold nuggets and people will still be up in this 100%. Bitch.
They'll roll the data back.
There it is. All right. So my wife and I watched Charlie Sheen's documentary, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen. I ain't going to hold you, Angel. Had not thought about Charlie Sheen in 8 years.
The fact matter of fact, he's still probably alive is insane.
A lot of people were saying that online. A lot of people confused him with other white males who have went on to be with him.
Mm.
I haven't thought about him since he was like spiraling and he was like winning and I got Adonis blood and tiger or Adonis DNA and tiger blood. And he was just going crazy. Had no idea at that time in his life, Charlie Sheen was getting paid $2 million per episode.
For 2.5 men.
For 26 episodes of 2.5 Men.
And he messed that up.
And he snorted and smoked it away. Okay.
It's gone?
He was like, they apparently, because they had to cancel the show because he was not coming to work. He didn't finish this part of the story, but basically they were like, they held on to his money. He was like, I'm behind on child support. Had no idea he had 5 kids either. Charlie Sheen is 60 years old, by the way. His Martin Sheen is 85. Emilio Estevez is 63.
Mighty Duck Man.
Did not know they have another brother named Ramon. First of all, Martin Sheen's name is Ramon Carlos Estevez.
That's got
really
that man's name is Razor Ramon Carlos Estevez,
and he goes by Martin Sheen.
He goes by Martin Sheen.
Get that Latina mess off the Latinx stuff off of me,
unless it's Colombian.
He said, get it off.
Emilio Estevez like, I'm going with that, with Estevez. And him and Charlie were going for Sheen. Totally, I didn't realize Charlie Sheen was a legit, huh?
They're Spaniard?
Yeah, Estevez.
Well, I didn't know what a Stephens was. I knew there was something with them, with y'all people over there.
Well, over there's
over to Spain. Though. That's way over there.
Estevez. They got bread over there. I mean, I don't know who else got that name in their background.
Emilio ain't no Emilio Estevez. You ain't regular white. No. I know that. I know white people can be up in with that Latinx, but Emilio.
It's a spicy white.
It's spicy white at man.
Spicy white. Spicy to Zeke.
So, I low key, like, I seen Charlie Sheen in like Major League and Wolf of Wall Street, all that stuff. Didn't realize Platoon was as big of a movie as it was.
Uh-huh.
It didn't register that he was a huge movie star. Didn't even remember he was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off at all. That is, who's that boy?
Matthew Broderick? I was about to say Michael J. No, you're right. Is Matthew Broderick?
You know, they.
Dumb white boys having fun.
One of y'all was in Glory. One of y'all was in Back to the Future. One of y'all was in Teen Wolf. One of y'all.
It's one
Matthew
of you.
Or Michael.
There you go.
Okay. One but of y'all was that wolf boy dunking the basketball.
The other one was Bueller.
Bueller. Yeah. Y'all could have done that. You ain't nothing that Broderick couldn't have done that Michael J. could have done.
That's right.
So interesting that Back to the Future, they shot some of that movie with the original guy, and they were like, man, nah, get him out.
This is not working.
And we starting over.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Fire me before we shoot. That was on day three, like, nah, man.
It's not working. And I'm like, how bad was it? Like, what was going on? Was he just scratching his balls?
It was just like, nah, man. Nah. Get him out of here.
It's not working.
How many days did they...
That's a lot of money to just be like, throw it away. Put it in the toilet.
What's the, do you even know the original guy? What was it, Marty? Was his name Marty McFly?
Yes, the original.
They shot 5 to 7 weeks.
Oh my God. They made it all back.
Filming over a month, 5 to 7 weeks with, his name is Eric Stoltz.
Uh-huh, I remember Eric.
God, dog.
I remember him as an actor, not saying I remember him from anything else. Oh,
Robert Zemeckis said his performance was just too serious for the tone of the film. So they entirely... You can finish a movie in 5 to 7 weeks.
You could finish a television series. You could finish a lot of things. That's gotta break your heart.
So anyway, Charlie Sheen was a humongous movie star. Him and Nick Cage was doing every drug imaginable.
Nick Cage definitely looks like he was on the drugas.
And Dustin Hoffman was in the documentary looking like he was doing drugs today. Currently, yeah. Me and Lissa looked, we said, are we sure he is not doing drugs?
Dustin got that big nose now. He got that schnauzer. He was in there snorting all up, two lines at a time.
Well, that's correct. What?
So apparently Nick Cage, on a commercial flight, Nick Cage took the
PA.
The PA and was like, this is your captain speaking. I'm so sorry. This plane is going down, blah, blah, blah. And the captain was like, yo, man. And then he told the captain when they landed, was like, not cool, bro. Not effing cool. And then there was like 6 U.S. Marshals waiting for them when they landed. And Charlie Sheen had like a whole bunch of cocaine taped to his leg. They were together. And the U.S. Marshals were like,
get that thing on.
We're fans of y'all, so... Don't do that again.
Of course. Well, they're white men.
They're white.
Man, that's
Show
not
us
cool.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, not That was absolutely Nicolas Sean Cage. Penn.
No, Dustin Hoffman. It was Sean Penn.
They don't look nothing alike.
I was wondering why you said he had a big nose.
That's the big fours, man.
They don't look nothing alike.
That was white male. But again... Is there anything that Sean Penn done that Dustin Hoffman couldn't do?
No.
Sean Penn could have done The Graduate.
Oh, absolutely.
And Dustin Hoffman could have done The Milk movie.
And Sean Penn does have a large nose. Let's be clear.
Okay, I was like, I remember it was being big, but it wasn't big enough for it to make sense.
Yeah, he's got a schnauzer on him, too. But Dustin Hoffman's is, yeah, it's also.
So anyway, so then Charlie Sheen is talking about drugs, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like. His family went to his drug dealer and told him, yo, like they had done interventions for Charlie a couple of times. It just didn't take. He left the intervention and went to party. So they was like, in order to get him off drugs, we need to tell his drug dealer to make his drugs less potent.
That's nice of them.
And he agreed.
I mean.
Can you customize Charlie's? Okay, so how much crack do you use? How much baking soda to cocaine? What's your ratio? Okay, so what we're thinking is if you could scale it from a tablespoon, right, to a teaspoon.
What do they call that in the streets? Stepping on it?
Yes. Yeah, we need you to cut it, okay? Cut it a little bit. Add a little something.
Oh, it's way too strong. You need to cut it.
You need to cut it. We need you to just bring it down. We would like, if it's like levels, we need, you know, like heat. You have muy caliente. We need this really mild.
And he was a Hispanic drug dealer. And he was sitting there with his stomach. He had his shirt. His stomach was out.
Did you relate?
And I said, man, y'all help him. Tell him to pull. Y'all record a documentary in the bottom of his
belly. Why are you body shaming him?
I'm not body shaming him.
He likes his stomach out.
I'm assuming he didn't know. I'm assuming he didn't know, man. Like, and the fact that his drug dealer, they knew his drug dealer. He's on the documentary openly talking about selling crack. And he was like, sure, I'll do it. Like, because you can sell more crack to others.
He's like, that's perfect. Do you want me to just put powder in it? Like, what, like baby powder? Like, what would you like me to cut it with?
So, yeah. So, Charlie Sheen was smoking crack like crazy. And after a year and a half of the diet crack, he eventually was like, crack is whack. And he stopped.
Look at how that worked.
I said, this is crazy.
That's all you have. They've been telling kids for years. Crack is what?
Whack. Somebody on Instagram said he was on the 12 Stepped On program.
Oh, my God.
And I said, y'all are funny. I wish I could think of that.
I'm sure at the end it wasn't even crack. It was just pixie sticks. It's just pixie sticks that they done made it to rock formation. And he's like, this is not even doing anything.
And it's so funny, Angel, because I don't know that much about crack. Because they were like, how much? He did an interview. Not even the one where that he went super viral for. Another one. They were like, how much crack were you smoking? He was like, I was banging 7 gram rocks. And they cut to the drug dealer. He was like, he was banging 7 gram rocks. And I was like, so this must be a lot of crack.
Yes. How many gram rocks do people usually bang?
I don't know how much of the gram. First of all, I'm not good with the metric system. So I don't really know what a gram is.
Why are we here at grams?
In order to do drugs, you need to be good on fractions and the metric system. So when people buy a weed, they buy a 0.5, they buy an eighth, they buy an ounce. I don't know that Spanish.
But you know,
stuff.
Ounce is over back with the
Americans. Keys.
Yeah, ounces.
Ounces American?
Ounces and pounds go together.
So they be going metric on some and
that's what I'm talking about. You got to be like
Standard.
Celsius, kings,
Fahrenheit.
What
kings something? King's
what's our
landing?
Degrees?
No, what's our stuff? There's this metric
standard.
System.
Standard.
Oh, we are standard.
We try to make the metric system our
imperial
own standard.
Imperial? It's called imperial. That's why I kept saying kings.
Imperial?
Yes, because it came from them white people over in Europe.
Really?
Even a foot. Feet was the length of the king's foot.
That one man's feet. They said yes.
His feet. That's his the feet foot. Is a foot. That's why it's the most random crap ever. Yeah, imperial. I was like, King's Landing. Imperial is what it is.
King's Landing.
So ounce goes with pounds. Grams go with milligrams and liters and stuff like that.
So when
that.
You buy crack in the metric system, you buy weed in imperial.
Yeah.
Because you can get an eighth.
Yeah, because you don't want to mix it up. Because if you're just a weed head, hopefully you're not doing the crack. That just feels like you're trying to diversify your portfolio too much. Stick with what you know.
Weed people they have to know fractions, right? Yeah. How much weed is in a 0.5 is about a joint. This is what I know from when I was smoking. Mm-hmm. An eighth, I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know how much that is.
The eighth would be point, what is that? 0.2?
0.25?
No, that's not good math.
28.5 grams in an ounce, 16 ounces in a pound.
That's not good. I didn't
half a gram to a gram. Oh, 0.5 is 0.5 grams. An eighth is 3. Okay, feels like homework. I'm out.
I don't why they all know so much about it.
Oh, they be smoking down to the Sage Crew. Or maybe they just know fractions.
No, they be smoking. They said they smoke before they watch the show, even at work.
Yeah. All these 3.5 feel like a word problem's on his way.
Too much. You know,
I can't get down with that.
Are we high or not?
So here's the other thing, right? Last 20 minutes of the documentary, Angel, the documentarian is like, all right, Charlie, we're finna ask you the real stuff. So he goes into like, he was trying to detox and he's detoxing and he's still sick. Denise Richards was like, yo, I think you might be really sick. You might have AIDS or HIV. I think she said HIV. And he was like, nah, man. So he goes and he's like, yeah, I do have HIV. And he was like, he said he is not that worried about it. He was like, by this time, you know, you can get on the medicine. You can be undetectable and stuff like that. So the guy, they go through the whole HIV talk and he's like, people were women. He was still having sex with them. And they were saying he was telling them, not disclosing that he was HIV positive. And he was like, absolutely not. I was telling everybody that I was HIV positive. Cut to this woman on TV. She was like, yep, he told me I was HIV positive straight up from the jump. I just did what I did afterwards. Then he was like, I was disclosing and I was using condoms and I was on my medicine. But these women were taking pictures of his medicine and being like, if you don't pay me, I'm going to tell people you got HIV. So he said it happened on a number of occasions. The cheapest he got off on the settlement was $500,000.
Jesus.
The most expensive they taxed him for was $1.4 million. Okay? That's one woman. And he was like, man, AIDS, I'd rather have HIV than, I keep saying AIDS, it was HIV. He's like, I'd rather have HIV. It's easier. He didn't say I'd rather have it. He said it's easier to treat HIV than it is to treat diabetes. And I was like, I need to do my research because I didn't know that. So then he goes into the documentarian's like, okay, so is there anything else you want to admit? He was like, you know, crack is a very sexual drug. So if sex is like a menu, I've done everything on this side. I flipped that menu over. I'm like, what's on the other side? And he's like, I'll have some of that. I'll have some of that. Matter of fact, let me get one of everything. So the guy's like, are you admitting to having sex with men? And he was like, I mean, you don't have to tell me what's on the other side of the menu. Just understand that everything on the menu.
You just worried about men? That's all?
I said, brother.
He said, that'll keep him wondering if I did it or not.
And he was so nonchalant about it. He was like, I'm sure some people will claim it after I've said it. And he was like, there'll be some truth and there'll be some lies.
Charlie!
Two truths and a lie. Let's name the documentary that.
This man was the only thing he vehemently denied of all the stuff. Apparently, Corey Feldman accused him of the R word when he was shooting a movie called Lucas.
And that's where he drew the line?
He was like, man, I ain't do that. And his own mama said, I ain't do that. Now, back to the menu.
Back to the menu. I didn't put the menu in me as well.
Said, you remember that Creed, Josh, on The Office? He was like, I don't know. There might have been some men in there. who's to say? Charlie was in there like, man, there's tongues and there's holes. And it's dark. I don't know what the hole is. I don't know what the tongue is.
I don't know who's on top of me.
You're flipping. You're flopping. We're licking. We're sticking. Sometimes I'm sticking. Sometimes I'm getting stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's dark.
He's like, but I like it.
I like it. Okay. He was just like, yeah, man, I be doing everything on the menu. Appetizers, entrees, first course, second course, dessert. I've done it.
Escargot.
I do it.
Escargot. I've never said escargot. No.
Right.
Escargot steak. I was on drugs, man.
On crack, it's always happy hour. Listen. Hear me? Two for
We're
one.
We're talking about the wrong things. The coke was on my leg, guys.
Charlie,
like,
how is
here.
He still alive?
They asked him that. He was like, I'm built different. And then his
four tough.
He was like, my third wife, his third ex-wife was like, everybody else who was doing drugs like us is dead. Like, he should be dead. Yeah. The amount of drugs. There was two occasions where somebody stole his Mercedes and pushed it off a cliff. Two separate occasions.
Two times is crazy.
Is he sure he didn't steal it and push it off?
He's not sure. He's not sure.
You will never steal from me. Yes, I will. Like, he doesn't know. He does not know.
He doesn't know, Angel. He knows he's just going to get another Mercedes.
And is he broke now or does he got money?
He didn't
still?
Say. I don't think so, though.
He still got money. That's crazy.
The residuals... Two and a half men airs every single day.
It surely does.
He's still,
and
I think
my
he's
husband still be watching the episodes. Unfortunately,
really?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Sure. What's that tall white dude who replaced him?
Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
He just didn't give that good Charlie.
No, he was the Eric Stoltz of
Should have done more crack.
If he did crack, he would have given us what we needed. But don't do crack. Work on your credit. Right? Because credit matters. Right? I were to talk to my younger self, I would tell my younger self, do not get that credit card that they're trying to get you to get as a freshman in college, because they were definitely they were definitely targeting us dumb college students. However, listen, even if you did make mistakes like me long ago, many years ago, there is a way out, and that way out is Ava. Ava is a credit building app that makes it easy to improve your credit fast so that you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep more money in your pocket. Most members see their credit go up in less than a week. For just $6 a month, you get access to all of Ava's credit building tools. Ava keeps it low stress and low cost and super transparent. And pretty much what's great is that it will be reporting to all the major credit bureaus every single day because you're making on-time payments, and it'll help you build your solid credit history quickly. The longer you stick with Ava, the higher your credit score will go. Take control of your credit score. Excuse me. Take control of your credit right now and download the Ava app, spelled A-V-A.
A-V-A.
Today, when you use, when you join using our promo code THING, your first month is totally free. Get the Ava app and use our promo code THING so they know you heard it from us, and get your first month with Ava for free. The promo, that's promo code THING.
Ding.
Thanks to Ava. And now get yourself. Go get yourself good credit.
Get yourself good credit. Anyway, that was interesting to me. On to the next thing. Angel, did you watch Bud and Canelo's fight?
I did, kinda, sorta.
What'd you think?
The black man won. And I said, go on, young man. You didn't put on all this weight to fight this man, and look at you. You did it.
Let me tell you what. Astute journalism here.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, I was watching this fight in New York.
How late was it, Kev?
Josh, I don't know how East Coast people do it. They was walking out at 12:45.
It was late on this time, though.
It was late, man. Netflix, we got to come on.
And the walkout took 35, 40 minutes.
Dog, I thought Canelo was walking out because Bud came out to the Mexican music, the Spanish music.
He was paying respects to his Mexican audience. So.
That's what Floyd did when he fought Oscar De La Hoya back in 2006, I believe. Mm-hmm.
The Spanish man got the red beard.
Yeah, he do. Canelo.
I said, look, what's Canelo?
Is it cinnamon or a rabbit?
Canela is cinnamon.
Okay, so what? Oh no, Canejo is rabbit.
So would Canelo mean?
That's just a last name.
Oh, okay. So Canela is what you mean.
No, Canelo means cinnamon.
Canelo.
Canela.
Nah, man, I'm looking at the AI overview. You don't know Spanish stuff, man.
You're asking AI?
It's me, the black guy.
It's me, the black guy.
You know I'm 1/8 Mexican, Josh. That's more than your 100%.
You could have your O.
I don't know fractions. 1/8 means I'm 8 times more Mexican than you.
Yeah, I saw him with the red beard, and then he started speaking Spanish, and I said, "Oh,
yeah,
what we doing?"
Saul.
I said, "You better talk it, man. Did you lose? You did."
He lost, and not only did he lose, did you watch Joshy?
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, he got beat up.
He couldn't. That was the first fight where I was like, Canelo does not have a rhythm at all.
No. Did you see Floyd fight Canelo?
Yes, that's how it felt.
Yes, Floyd made Canelo frustrated because Canelo couldn't hit him. But, I mean, Floyd hit Canelo. Bud hit Canelo hard. He hit Canelo with one punch. Canelo turned around like,
okay.
So I know you. What is happening to
So you want to be mean?
Angel, he turned the man around. He was. And in slow mo, Canelo looked like he said, nigga, why are you hitting me this way? He looked visibly frustrated. And Bud went up a few weight classes.
That's what I'm saying. He gained all that weight to
all do that. That weight. And a lot of times your strength don't go when you're going up. Mm-mm. You know, you lose power and speed or one or the other.
I think me and you know that very well. We've gone up some weight classes.
We've gone
our
up
life.
Some weight classes. You know what I looked? I realized if I was a boxer, I'm heavier than the heaviest. I'm heavier than Tyson, Lennox Lewis. Day 215.
You know what I realized is that me and Tony Baker would be in the same weight class, and I would take that vegan nigga down. You understand? I'd slap him with a log of cheese.
Why would you have a log of cheese in the match?
And, the log of cheese is
kryptonite.
Yeah, and salami. Just right there, busted him side his head.
Lennox Lewis, for example, was 6'5", 230. I had 40 pounds on old Lennox.
When does his weight class start? From what to what?
Heavyweight? Oh, I don't know. It's usually not more than like 5 pounds. Let me see. What heavyweight?
Oh, me and Mike Tyson. We in the ring together.
Mm-hmm. And you beat him.
Oh, tear his ass up. I knocked that stutter right on out of his mouth.
That uppercut ain't got nothing to do for you.
Shoot.
Heavyweight upper limit is 265.
Okay, you.
So I'm okay.
At the weigh-in, just be butthole naked. Just have on just a little bitty thong, and you're going to be right up in there. Because you only 270 with full clothes on.
Butthole
you
naked.
265, you right up in there.
And a lot of that's head.
A lot of head meat.
I got a lot of head meat. That got me 20, 30 pound noggin.
And yeah, so they shouldn't even count it.
They really shouldn't.
You could probably do the neck workouts like Canelo was doing.
Yeah, he'd be like.
I would slap.
It just says, and see, they didn't need to do that. 200 is just, it's just 200 in the greater side. Whatever y'all is north of that, you heavy.
Oh, so we here. Just, we just. Heavy. We up in the heavy. So I'm over here. I'm over there. Oh, okay. I'm over in the heavy. I'm getting over there.
Other ones are like 5, 6, 7 pounds. Middleweight's 154 to 160. I think that's where Canelo. No, I think he did. They fought at middleweight, right? Or one? Did they fight at 168?
They're middle or welter.
I thought they fought at 168. Do y'all know? Anybody know? I thought Bud was 168. Yeah, they fought at 168. Okay, so Bud went up a few weight classes. also, Canelo is younger than Bud, which I didn't recognize.
I didn't realize that either. I thought Bud was way younger for some reason.
I thought Bud was 38 years old. He Canelo 35.
He's got more. Doesn't he have more fights than Canelo?
No, Canelo. Them Mexican boys they fight. They Canelo's fight like 69. I think it was 69 2-2 when the mm-hmm. fight started. Mm-hmm. So it's probably 69 2, and that's just the pro. You know, they got all them amateur, them Mexican boxers, man. Canelo's chin is strong. He took some punches.
Oh, I wouldn't even be allowed to fight with the women.
What do you mean?
It says super heavyweight. No, it's more than, okay, it's more than 201. I was about to say, are y'all saying the cap is 201?
No, you get in there with you and Clarissa Shields.
I'd be like, I want to play. I want to play. Come on. Oh, because heavyweight is unlimited in women, so you can come over
there. It's unlimited in men, too.
Oh, well, then we good.
Me, Tyson, Holyfield.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali, take your pick.
Unruly Cousin Adventures.
Boxing? Now we got to. There's got to be some stipulations.
Well, yeah, there got to be stipulations. We're not boxing each other.
No, I mean, or other people.
No, we're going to train.
This far.
Yeah. I used to.
You used to box?
I used to spar. That's my workout, yeah.
Really? Well, you had the headgear on?
Mm-hmm. I had a... my
Creed!
Trainer.
Ba, 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 ba,
my
ba.
Trainer was a boxer.
Really?
So that's how he trained me for a while. And then this is what my wrist would be like. Like, I could not hold my wrist, like, steady for a while.
Why?
I think it was muscle fatigue. And I said, I don't like where this is going. Okay? I look like... I should be someone that people respect. Like, you know, when somebody got those type of shaky hands, you feel like they are someone who's a legend, you know, back in Vietnam. But I'm only in my 20s and I'm shaking like that. I said, I don't want to be in no fight.
We last saw Bud. He fought Errol Spence, and that did not go well for Errol Spence. Bud is a bad man. Easily.
Class act, too.
Yeah. He gave Canelo back all his belts.
Oh.
Handed them to him in front of his daughters, and Canelo said, look, man, I couldn't figure him out, okay? And he said he's better than Floyd.
I can believe that.
I think so.
I can believe he said that. It's not true, though.
No, I think he is.
I can believe he is.
That's fair.
No, but Josh ain't.
Bud is way more, he plays way more offense than Floyd ever has.
The goal of boxing is to hit and not get hit. Floyd don't be one to get hit.
He barely hits, though.
No, he hits enough. He hits enough to make the...
Not as much as Bud.
Bud is a more exciting fighter. He's a more aggressive fighter. I agree. Floyd is a defensive mastermind. and it's not as interesting. People are not as excited as, to see the Baltimore Ravens' great defense or the Bears' great defense as they are to see the St. Louis Rams' greatest show on turf. You want to see touchdowns. But you play to win the game, and Floyd wins the game.
The goal of boxing is to be the greatest form of entertainment.
No.
Yes.
It's to hit and not get hit. That's what Floyd said, and that's what I agree with. Therefore, it's correct.
Oh, well, no. I don't agree. Because
as a pair, now, I want to see Bud. Wait, Bud stood in the middle of that ring with Canelo and exchanged blows. Floyd Mayweather Jr. would never.
He'd be like, leave me alone.
Floyd is hot. Yeah. Stand in the ring with Canelo hit hard.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Shut a roll, man. He was tagging that boy.
Yeah, that's boxing. People want to see an actual fight. And a fight means punches are being landed every which way.
Floyd lands. He's not going to throw with you.
We need to see a good pow-pow and see how you respond to it.
Yeah. Canelo fought. And then the announcer, I think Max Kellerman, was like, you know, you get a little bit older. And Canelo was like, man, I feel great. He beat me up. Okay. But don't worry. I got $150 million for this.
Oh, my God.
Them Saudi Arabians.
Oh,
he when sat they next came to up Mr. Beast, inside. I was like, why is he? I know why he's in the ring. This is all his money.
$150 yes. million is crazy.
When I saw they did it at Allegiant, I was like, oh, somebody paid for this.
Them Riyadh season. WrestleMania is going to be. That's going to break my streak. WrestleMania 43 or 45, whatever, 2 years from now. It's in Saudi Arabia. Why don't you go? Brother.
Fly Emirates.
Hell no. Nah. That's expensive. Vegas?
Netflix will take you.
Well, have the Saudis hire you to do like
that's
content.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They might fly me over in my own plane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it is 43. Them Saudis are, that Riyadh season and that Turk, I forgot his name, the Turk, whoever promoted that fight, he was like, Canelo got two more fights with us. Canelo was like,
surely do.
That's sports washing, boy. All that money, the crazy thing is that kind of fight being on Netflix felt free. Because we was
60. And it was streaming good.
It was streaming good and clear.
Yeah,
I said, y'all plugged y'all stuff in good
saw,
this time.
They saw the tweets.
Yeah.
Or the X's. I don't know.
They plugged it in strong. And the back was plugged in good and strong.
They blew on it.
It turned it on, turned it off, then turned it on. And they said it's going to stay
Why
like
that. Why did that work for them Nintendo games?
Because that's all they needed. They were not complicated. It was just Because the dust would get in there. Because you know it got to do like that. Mm-hmm.
Are the Saudis the ones that got Rihanna performing at a wedding?
They got Beyonce over there too.
And Beyonce, what?
Did you hear about Beyonce? All right. Nick Cannon went viral again. I got to play it for you guys.
I know.
Just so you can hear it. Let me see where to go. He was on The Breakfast Club.
So you think having all those kids was a response to your trauma?
Yeah, 100. Now I'm learning that now. Yeah, and it wasn't like I was acting out. It was more of being careless, being frivolous with my process because I could do it, because I had the money, because I had the access to whoever and however I wanted to move, and you know, okay, they coming at me, they asking me, opposed to like doing a mature thing and saying, hey, well, it probably makes more sense to do this, and then obviously life happens as well, so it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go have 12 kids. It was more about like, yo, I'm gonna just live life and have fun, and whatever happens, I can handle it. Mm-hmm. When it probably, you know, being almost 45 now, I can sit back and be like, yeah, if I would have thought the process through a little bit more and took time to actually do the inner work, things might have been a little different in certain scenarios.
You wouldn't have 12 kids.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like that's the only thing, because I've always said this, every child that I had was made out of love, mm-hmm. and there were strong relationships. It's just, if I would have did the work and the healing after getting divorced, I probably would have took my time in a lot of other scenarios.
All right, Angel, as a black mother of four and wife, How do you feel?
How's he's just getting here of knowing that this probably wasn't the decisions he should have made.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes one. Sometimes it takes 12.
I'm very proud of him.
That's good.
They told him to go see the lady. He went and saw her.
I doubt if he saw the lady, but I think he found therapy words and said
therapy words.
Because this, we all know the therapy words, trauma.
He found therapy words.
He found therapy words and said, if you use those, the people won't be so mad. It's like, did you think we thought this was good behavior or behavior that was normal? Or behavior that wasn't a actual response to something mm-hmm. that didn't make sense. I don't think anybody thought that. They thought, no, this is just a man who's having children. I think we all thought, he going through something. This is something. He messed up something right here, so he just going to keep using the other head. That's what I'm pretty sure everybody else thought.
I don't know why people are so upset with him. They wanted him to realize the error of his ways, and clearly he has. He said my process. I was, remember he thought he was sick. He didn't know if he was going to make it.
He not sick no more.
I think he's doing better. I don't know. I can't speak to his health. HIPAA. But I think he's doing, better. But I just feel like people are just so upset, so frustrated. What do you want? You want him to realize the error of his ways, or you don't want him to realize the error? Everybody's like, we've been told you that. Well, sometimes you got to tell people something. Sometimes they got to learn it for themselves. And oh, I can hear you now. Well, the kids are here now. Kids here.
That's why he couldn't answer the question the way of, so you probably wouldn't have 12 kids. He's like, I think he can't say that because it's like.
Because them 12 are on the Breakfast Club.
They there.
What you saying now,
what
Daddy?
What you mean? You wouldn't have 12 kids. So which one? It better be Onyx and Fire you get rid of, but not me. Not me. Heroin Dreams.
Which one? At what point do you realize enough is enough?
When you run out of names that would be great on Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. When he realized Tapioca was about to be the next name he named his daughter, he's like, you know what? I think we should stop. These names are getting, they're getting to be
a little
bit.
Run out of good names.
Right. Like, it's only so many Majestic names. And I think there is a baby named Majestic. There's only so. What are you going? Celsius Clouds? Like, eventually.
Hey, give me on Nimbus. Right. Get over here. Nimby.
You realize, I ain't got nothing else that's going to give you, like, some sort of, like, mystique. Is there a mystique in there?
Probably.
Dude, there was going to be a Wolverine. There's going to be some. You gotta stop when you ain't got no more good names. Listen, when it comes to your money, you deserve to feel safe from fraud and in control. And that's exactly why you can expect from Cash App. With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security, protections you can count on, and help when you need it, spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or at cash.app/card. Your security deserves to be a priority, and Cash App treats it that way. With Security Lock, Cash App requires a successful face ID or biometric authentication is the word that I struggled with to access your account. It's like your money is protected by your own personal bodyguard. Even if you accidentally leave your phone unlocked or someone gains access to it without your knowledge. For limited time only, new Cash App customers can use their exclusive code or our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, just download Cash App and use our exclusive referral code, SECURE10.
SECURE10.
In your profile and send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Instant discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
You're doing good, Angel. You're doing good.
I read the word authentication.
He was. He also was talking about, like, people have speculated that there's not enough time in the day for all those children. I was taking my son to school today, JoJo Fredericks, and I was realizing, like, he's kind of late to the driving thing, you know, like a lot of kids of today.
That was me.
Yeah, they're not, these kids are not as pressed as we were.
To be fair.
Yeah, no, I actually get it.
To be fair, though, because I was in the same boat, too. I wanted to drive. I also didn't need to drive, though, at the time. I don't think JoJo has needed to drive.
No.
Either.
He hasn't.
Well, he's got the parents that are rich.
Well, I'm saying it's like
the Benny to go get him.
Benny aside, though, you guys are around to take him places.
We take him.
No, that's what I'm saying. And his brother,
too. I take him to soccer. Somebody said that was the time to celebrate Angel for saying good words.
Good job, Angel.
That's my bad.
You did really good.
I don't know why I want to say authentication.
Because you know that Lexi get in there and.
Because is that a word?
Lexi get in there.
Authentification a word?
You got to shake that spirit off, Angel.
Yeah.
No,
you do that. Oh, it's a word in the pulpit. You got to authentify.
Yeah.
Your relationship with God.
When you speak in tongues, does Alexia get in there?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't know because it's tongues. Yada de boshi, yada de shobi.
I don't ever go daya instead of yaba. I don't be flipping the B and putting the Y.
And then Lexia, the Lord understand it. He said, I know some Lexia in there, but I got you. I got the gist. I get it and flip it. And I know what you said. Come on.
You're ready to flip the flame. Yeah, come on. He know it. He know
you
it.
You probably understood that. When Missy Ellie said, you're 50-50 man yet, you said,
flip it. It's the words. I got to read it. Now,
when you hear it, do Lexia put it right?
What you mean?
Like when you hear, is your 50-50 man yet? Do Lexia be like,
no, Lexia is eyeball.
So Lexia ain't got no one they would hear.
Like this. Lexia be word right there.
It should see
and no speaking.
It don't hear evil. It just
it's just
evil.
Reading.
It's just a read.
It's just a reading to be over here.
Lex is for the lexicon, the words on the paper.
Yo, Lex is this. This to be like malfunction.
That's why I wanted a Lexus.
Hey,
you got the authentication. Hey, thank you, Susji.
Thank you, Susji.
Thank you. You are so stupid.
Thank you, Susji.
Yes.
All right.
You're so stupid.
Moving on. Let me go. What we want to talk about next? Oh, Angel. So you remember last week, Mahogany, that pastor kicked that lady out.
Go to the tape.
Did you? Her husband was her husband up there defending her. And let me just play for y'all. Because I had me a time.
Nobody wants to hurt anybody else in church. But it's okay to be rebuked openly. And guess what? That won't happen again. I don't apologize. And I'm going to defend my wife. I'm going to defend the pastor because even if she was wrong, God will correct her. But she wasn't wrong. According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
I'm going
to
be all right. Amen. As a matter of fact, I'm already all right. Amen. I'm going to do what God has commissioned and commanded for me to do. I told y'all last week. Amen. I'm not no punk and I have to get my instructions from God. Amen. God is going to do what he needs to do.
Look at my face.
Oh. All right. Go ahead, Adria. I would love to hear your thoughts as a mother and the daughter of a preacher.
I love that the fact that that doesn't have a top to it.
No, it's a shirt.
I know. I just noticed.
I went to get a do-rag from Walmart. And they only had black, and Nelly had a white do-rag. So I just tore a shirt. This is how I used to do this back in the day. I just tore a shirt and made it a hat.
You are a real crafter.
So I went to get a do-rag. Didn't have one. Bought a white shower cap. And then was like, that's going to be crinkly. And I remember back in the day, I used to cut T-shirts and wear them like this for whatever reason.
A big ass kid.
Do you know my thoughts? I'm just 8 with 33 years of experience, and I can drive and I have money. That's it. I believe we're just big children. We don't get.
You are definitively one.
Humongous.
Yeah.
I have. Look at my desk.
You like toys.
Scratch, scratch, bum, 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 bum. And I'd be this close to doing that. You might catch me with some. You might catch me in my room in my alone time going. I played with toys well past my friends. I used to go in that door. I had a box of men in my room, middle school.
Oh.
Eighth grade.
Don't we play with toys no more?
I don't know. But I went in there and closed the door, locked it, and said.
Why do yours always hit each other?
Well, that's how you play.
No. You walk the Barbie up the stairs, sit her down. She drinks her tea.
Angel.
And then she scissors with the other Barbie. You want that? So. It's crazy talk to be like, it's okay to open rebuke, but God will handle my wife in private.
Now the rule, it was just okay last Sunday.
No, let's handle her in public. Let's open rebuke.
The rebukes was all open last week. God said everything your feelings was hurt, but God came to your side. He agreed with everything you said. Now, streets are saying whole praise team quit the church. Can't verify it. Hippa hippa.
Ah.
Streets are saying after Mahogany left, the whole praise team quit. Easily, the streets is also saying they had to shut down their live stream. Allegations. Hippa hippa.
Hippa hippa. That's right.
But I can imagine the comments from the week pre-Mahogany to post-Mahogany. Very different. People going to go out your way to let you know they hate you.
Uh-huh. And whenever you finally get to, I ain't no punk, that's when you realize there's no more scripture for me to get to. At the end of the day, regardless of what it say, I ain't no punk. So that's really what I'm standing on.
Kicked off the whole thing. I didn't like the way you hugged me, and I ain't no punk. You're fired. Yeah. God also backs me up. This is open rebuke. You're wrong. God will deal with me in private.
But look, I'll tell you what. My man better always stand 10 toes down with me.
As a husband?
Absolutely.
Loud and wrong.
What?
Yeah. And she ain't wrong. All right? God said it.
It won't happen again, but she's also not wrong. So why won't it happen again? It just shouldn't for no reason in particular. Some things happen and then they don't happen.
And she ain't wrong. Because the Lord told her. The Lord, I've been commissioned. What does commission mean? This is what I'd be wanting to say.
Fred Hammond in there, ain't it?
I did what I was called and commissioned to do. But I want to be like, tell me what it means God commissioned you to act a fool.
God had nothing to do with that.
No, God has everything.
You was in your feelings. You opened up your feelings, then you used the Bible to justify your bad behavior, and then used the Bible again to not justify your bad behavior, because now we can't open rebuke.
Yeah, because
now
God
open rebuke off the table. When it's my turn, when I did wrong, now it's private.
Yeah, no, because I'm gonna stand by the pastor.
There ain't no perk. Where that ain't in the Bible, Angel?
That's what. It's just start off with that. Don't even give us any Bible. Hey, bitch. Get out of this pulpit, because what you're not about to do is walk up in my church and not hug me. And we don't need no scripture. We would just be like, I don't.
I honestly would have rather heard just said that. Nigga, who you think you ain't gonna hug me, right?
Get gone. You ain't coming up in my house and thinking that you just gonna treat me any type of way.
I would have respected that. Nigga, who you think you is? Get the hell out.
Then it would make so much sense at the next church service. Again, I said I ain't no punk.
I told y'all last week.
If y'all think y'all going to tell me I did it wrong? We don't do that here. You don't tell me I do stuff wrong.
And I'm about to open hand rebuke a lot of y'all.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Say something else.
In Jesus' name.
In such Jay's name.
Yeah.
And I can deal with that then more than you trying to get God to come in and co-sign the foolishness.
God commission. Anytime God commission you, I know you're lying. Yeah. The only thing getting commission now are artists don't even get commission half the time to build stuff. That's the only people getting commission in 2025. God is either telling you to do something or not. But when you start using these big words, it's because you really want me to believe some shit that you lied about. He commissioned me to do this work.
She said, I'm already all right. You weren't the one that was wrong. The girl was wronged. Why would people? She said, "I'm already all right." Why was we supposed to be concerned with how you felt? Because
she getting dragged in these streets. I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, girl, you wasn't the victim. You was the.
perpetrator. No punk, she ain't no punk, but she can all, but she can read, and she read how these people were reading her for filth.
Let me listen to this man one more time, because he cracked me up as a husband.
Nobody wants to hurt nobody else, okay, in church.
Nobody wants to hurt anybody else. My wife did that. Should not have done that. But it's okay to be rebuked openly. Contradictory.
And guess what? That won't happen again.
Every other word is a flip flop. Everything he says, right.
And guess what?
He goes in. Because he got to go home and lay with that woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to lay with that
woman. We so sorry that happened, but it was right. Never again, no. It's the back and forth. We understand that things should happen, but that won't happen.
Okay. Not that it was wrong. It wasn't right.
It wasn't right, though.
But if it was wrong, God got it.
God told us to do it, but he didn't say it in that way. She didn't do it right. But God will tell her she was wrong.
And not y'all. Even though she said it openly. He told us also we privately, closedly, if you will.
Yeah.
He told us, close the door. Mm-hmm. Close the door. Not for us, the door is open. Yes. When it was mahogany, door open.
Door open, stream going.
When it's us, stream off.
Stream off, lights off.
Also, y'all need to go in there and put the cell phones in the bags.
Right. We're locking the bags.
Before y'all say a word next Sunday, put the little Kevin Hart. Right. Get the machine. Mm-hmm. Put them in there.
Yeah.
Not another recorded word. Mm-mm. Y'all not doing it right.
Turn the Wi-Fi off at
Turn the Wi-Fi off. Black out the windows.
Yeah.
And do it in black.
Somebody say, I'm joking.
He said he wants some money at the end of the day.
I don't apologize, and I'm going to defend my wife. I'm going to defend the pastor, because even if she was wrong, God will correct her.
I'm going to defend my wife.
Even if she was wrong.
Yeah, right. She
was.
Who
am I?
Yeah.
Who am I to judge? Yeah. That's the problem with y'all. Y'all judge. The Bible says judge not. Yes, ye be judged. I'm not going to say the rest of the scripture. Because it says something about, you know, with the same standard and all that. That don't help my point. What helps my point is judge not. I'm going to leave it right there.
It seemed like she had a gun in his side and was getting him together. I'm going to defend my wife. I'm going to defend the pastor. He's like, that's right, nigga. I'm the pastor up in here. That ain't just your wife. Even if she was wrong. And the Lord would be the what? I was like, are you okay, sir? It really felt like she was threatening him and we just couldn't hear.
With a gun.
Yeah. Like,
with a cooch. Actually, coochie threatened way more threatening than gun.
Absolutely. It's
way more. If you're going to hold that coochie locked up in a chastity belt,
shoot me now.
I'd have been like, and first of all, mahogany, I like burgundy anyway. I don't like wood.
I
like burgundy.
It'd be cedar.
As far as words that end in Y, Wednesday, Thursday, those are my favorite. Not a big fan of mahogany. And I'm like, your TikTok. I hope they take it away this week. It's supposed to be taken away again this week.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, because the tariffs. No, I'm serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the tariffs got to do with the TikTok?
Because China's tariffs on us. They said, walk it down or we're taking TikTok.
HIPAA. Yeah, it's always HIPAA.
It's always HIPAA.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so the pastor, what she said, I'm going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, let's.
Y'all
let's,
checking in on me. Yeah, I'm going to be all right.
But she wasn't wrong, according to the word of God. I'm going to be all right. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, I'm already all right. Amen. I'm going to do what God has commissioned and commanded for me to do. I told y'all last week, amen, I'm not no punk, and I have to get my instructions from God. Amen. God is going to.
Amen. Gonna God is
going to. Houston. Oh, my God. On the thing on TikTok, you can tap it, and it got Yelp reviews.
That's good.
I can't recommend this place at all. If you're looking for a place to grow in fellowship with your beloved siblings in Christ, you're wrong here. I didn't feel comfortable with the pastor's wife. She's not worth a star.
Oh.
But you got to put at least a star. Terrible experience. This place should be investigated immediately. Discrimination, abuse of power, and bullying are all common practice. Beware. It's a lot of one stars. You I've know, never went to a church based on stars because I know the only star.
I know the only star.
Oh, my God. They have all one star reviews.
Because the people went on there and did it.
Oh.
Well, see, this is the thing.
That's
this
good.
What we got to do. We've got to start pulling these older pastors to the side and be like, you're not ready for live streaming.
Mm-mm.
Tell them from the, I know you didn't heard about all the churches doing, you didn't see it. You just seen Mike, was his name, Junior? Mike Junior,
Pastor Mike Junior.
Pastor Mike Junior, he got the videos, he in leather. We're going.
Stop it.
He's in leather.
He's in leather.
He's in leather.
It's super hip.
Yeah, I think he's great. It's super hip.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep it old school. Okay, we're no Wi-Fi, no AC.
No electricity.
None of that. Okay,
no
yes.
No Wi-Fi.
Come on, because this is not good for y'all. We're not going to, we only take cash in the offering plate. We're not even going to take credit cards.
Ain't no give a fi.
No, because they are not ready.
Yes.
They don't know what they're doing. They have a passion to yell at people. And be leaders.
Why didn't you take the mics out?
Yeah, all of that. It's just not time for them.
And first of all, Angel, this was a scheme set up by Todd to come to you with the
bullshit. Come to you with the bullshit.
Turn on it.
Come to you with the bullshit. Oh, yes. Those are the people. You can't.
They're not
ready. They're not ready for this TikTok life. And they don't even have the lights set up to be doing a live stream.
All right, let's move on to another Pilates gate.
Oh!
This doggone Pilates, Angel.
Extremely hot take for my Pilates girls. I've seen a lot of commentary surrounding Pilates and proximity to whiteness, as well as disrupting the Pilates space in order to create more diversity and inclusivity. As someone whose entire business, purpose of my business, my brand goals is about providing accessible and affordable Pilates to a diverse demographic of women. That is what I started all of this on. So let's talk about it. What are some words that you think about when you think of like a really nice designer brand? I think of legacy. Think about craftsmanship. I know a lot of the products are probably like handmade. People check them over and over again to make sure the quality is there, okay? The design is there, and that's why we pay top dollar, we pay our top coins for these designer items, right? Like, you would never walk into Bottega and be like, where's the diversity? Where's the accessibility? Babe, there is no accessibility. This is Bottega, okay? I want you to think the same way about Pilates. And I know a lot of us who've just gotten into this, or maybe we're new instructors, we like haven't been trained. Pilates is a legacy, okay? People have worked generations to preserve this method of exercise. To even just training an instructor classically through a good program takes 500 hours minimum, okay? Nothing about Pilates is giving cheap. That's why things like Legree and Solid Core are more successful, right? They took away a little bit of the craftsmanship of the reformer and turned it into a mega former. Now they're a little bit less experienced in training out of instructors. That's okay, because now more people can do it, all right? And just to be clear, I am all for the accessibility of Pilates. But I do want some of the Pilates newbies to think a little bit more critically before we come on here talking about okay.
Angel, you as a black mother, a wife, and exerciser, what are your thoughts?
You know what else has a craftsmanship that you should not like be cheap on? Veneers.
Oh.
In
Choose Our Love Is Blind, right?
The way, huh?
Choose Our Love Is Blind, right?
She was.
The way her teeth are set up, she's aspirating too much on her S's because her tongue can't form behind her teeth. So
no,
when she says things like this, mm-hmm. the S, that's what I heard, was that the Pilates money she's making, she needs to shave down.
Wow.
And this is not for the aesthetic. This is for you're aspirating too hard on your S's.
Linguistically, your tongue got to have a place to land. And I'm listening to a lisp person.
And you done got the whole transformer in your mouth.
Optimus Prime?
Right now. Yeah, it's...
Rashi with the corner three today, man. He done hit 15. He got 15 on the night.
That's what I heard. All the other bullshit of
Pilates is Bottega Veneta, Angel. Don't you understand luxury? You broke pores. Get your Michael Kors exercises and go to Zumba.
She's like, this is your... I'm like, first of all, ballet is very accessible now. And that's something that has many more years behind it as far as in like how long it's been crafted. And people can take free ballet classes.
It's not going to be good. That's the problem. There needs to be a separation. People keep saying Pilates was created in prison. I didn't see that anywhere. First of all, it was a man named Joseph Pilates.
Yes, and a black woman named Kathy helped him. And it was for, I thought, injured soldiers.
He was like a German boy who had rickets.
Nine.
Oh, he was in prison when he was helping. Joseph was in there. Oh, you were listening to him. I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard it after it took my brain. I'd be like, he said nine. You're missing it.
Pilates is a nigga's name, man. Yeah, first Joseph. Of all, you need to have a good name for these type of things again.
What could you have invented that they would call the Fredericks?
Ooh.
Just Fredericks of Hollywood. That my name was with that good, but that's panties, though. But the Hollywood part I like. The fact that they sell lingerie, you know.
Maybe you like draws. Like nice draws.
Get them nice Fredericks on.
Allen's. Yeah. Allen?
Allen?
Yeah.
Allen. The Allen method.
Allen wrench.
There you go.
See? Mm-hmm.
The Allen wrench.
What about you guys?
Pilates could have been Tanksley's. Hey, you guys want to go to do some Tanksley's?
Oh, that would have been the twerk. Get down in the spot. Quack, 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 quack. You guys are really tampering with the craftsmanship. Your vaginas are not close enough to the floor, and you would never do that with a Bottega. I don't know. It's so crazy. I mean, and this is not to say that the reformer.
I didn't even know that was what that machine was called. Yeah. I thought it was called a Pilates machine.
No, it's a reformer. Jesus, my reformer. I called it the transformer, but it is the reformer. While that machine can be definitely difficult to use, I'm gonna be honest. Pilates is not it's not that workout. It's not the thing that's Angel, getting you
because you're obviously not rich.
It's not the thing that's gonna get you strong. It's not.
It's for it's core, right?
You shaped up though.
Oh, is it no. core and flexibility?
It tones and it yes, but like you still gonna get kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not.
So why do people always want to like exclusify it? Because remember a couple months back the girls.
It's expensive.
So, but that's my thing. If it's expensive, do you think people were trying to get cheap Pilates out of her? And she was like, hey, man, you guys want Coach bags? Birkin.
I think they're trying to lux up the studios to make it an expensive experience.
Oh, you think she's trying to make it more expensive than it already is?
I think she's like, people shouldn't be complaining about the price, and it should be for the people who can.
For the elite.
That's what she's saying.
Yes.
You don't go to Bottega and complain about the price.
Right. You go
to your outlet and shut up.
I don't complain about Pilates because of the price. I complain about it because I will still be fat after I've been here for 6 months. I might have all the muscle underneath this fat, but my heart rate is not going up long enough to have an effect on me. Especially if you're not on the reformer. The mat workouts, I did them all through college when I was in shape. And I was like, these are the dumbest workouts ever. You're literally,
I'm looking at it now.
I think it's reformer or bust.
Reformer or bust? Oh, really?
Yes.
That's why you're like, this is dumb? You got good core, though.
I have very good core.
That's great core.
Very good core, okay? Fat as hell, core.
Fat is just a way to be. Fat and athletic are not separate.
Fat is so I ship easily.
Ship?
It's like the foam pack, the bubble wrap. Oh, man. So I don't get hurt. And so my shipping, when you take me from place to place.
You just got peanuts.
Yes.
That's all it is.
I got a little pop. I'm trying to pop the little bubble wrap, but it don't be popping.
So she's saying take the diversity out of it.
Take the money out. Stop trying to get her to make cheaper classes. Have the reformer, the expensive version. Quit complaining and pay full price. That's what I got from it. She did make an apology. Do you want to listen to it or do you care?
No, because she didn't apologize to them. Shave them down. Listen, I'm all for people choosing how they want to look aesthetically, right? Mm-hmm. But that I know the Band-Aid is driving me insane because I don't like sticky things on people's skin.
And you don't like sticky things on people's skin? Why did you tell me, Angel? I want you to have a safe workspace.
The sound?
Angel, that is a very weird thing to not like.
I don't even put Band-Aids on. I'll just bleed out.
Angel, I don't know if that's smart.
You're anti-Band-Aid?
It's sticky.
What do you... So would you do can you do gauze?
Uh-huh. Like you do the wrap the thing.
But you could do that. But how are you going to make it stay?
You wrap it. Gauze kind of sticks to, you know, the
But gauze got that little sticky, you got a little sticky stick?
No. It don't have adhesive.
You right. Well, you talking about the white gauze or like the Ace bandage?
Ace bandage. And even white gauze.
White gauze don't have no sticky.
Yeah, don't have no sticky.
That's what I'm saying. How do you keep it on without no sticky? You go Ace bandage.
Or you can put the sticky part on the gauze, but not on me.
Oh, you don't like sticky direct. Is that a little tiz?
It could probably. Oh, it might be. That's your spectrum.
You know what's crazy? I don't think this is tears. But I realize. So my shower at home takes a second to warm up. Mm-hmm. So when I'm rushing, if I turn the shower on to warm up, it takes like maybe 2-3 minutes. And sometimes like today I was running out of time. If I brush my teeth and then get in the shower, it feels so weird to me. I got to go body wash and then teeth brush. No, because I go teeth brush, then body wash.
That resonates with me.
I suddenly feel way more dirty with a clean mouth, dirty body.
Oh, no. I got to brush my teeth before I get in the shower.
I can't.
I feel yuck mouth after I didn't clean my vagina. Well,
I like to go outside in. Right? I go body, then I go teeth, then I go deodorant. Oh, no. But I somehow feel so much more dirty if I go. But try the other way. You probably will feel weird.
I have, and I don't like it. I'm like, why? I still feel dirty getting out the shower.
See, I feel dirtier getting in if my teeth are clean and my body is now way more dirty. So I had to do it today, and I was just like, I just felt like I felt all the sweat from the gym and all that stuff.
Well, you know, and back to you all thinking it's a tiz. The only reason why it might not be a tism is that I remember one time somebody mic'd me on my skin, and I don't know how I was able to get through a scene because I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But then I had little bumps after they took it off.
So you have like a skin sensitivity?
I think so. I think I have a little bit of a allergy to it, and my brain is aware of it in a way that I'm not. And so it's just like,
how do you do, when the sound people go to your skin, you tell them no? Sure.
They're not allowed to. Yeah.
Really?
And I tell them before, I'll be like, that's not going on my skin. And they'll be like, oh yeah, no. Or they'll be like, I was like, you're gonna have to come up with something else.
Do they just put on your shirt?
Yeah, they put on my shirt, my bra.
Because they prefer to go, they love to go skin.
Uh-huh. And no, they are not allowed.
And you tell them no.
No. It was so funny. There was a mic guy who, when I was doing a lot of stuff with the white women on YouTube, there was a mic guy we always, or a sound guy we always worked with, and he already knew. Angel don't do nothing on their skin. We all booked a commercial for some cereal brand, I can't remember, and the production company had their own mic person. And I'm standing there. Our sound guy was there, too, to get BTS, and he sees the man plop that mic onto my skin, and I was like... And he just bust out laughing background because he knew I was about to lose my whole mind. I said, no, you don't.
Get it off of me.
I said, find something else. Find something else.
Really?
Do it to my shirt, please. Marcus, to piss me off, will chase me around the house with tape wrapped around his hand facing out. Oh, my God. He'd be like, I'm a touchy. Keep on. I'll be like, leave me alone.
That's so interesting. Tape and he's allergy is coming. Wow. All right. Well, we'll see you guys. We'll figure out the bonus. I don't know yet what we're going to do, but we'll figure something out. And we'll get back to you, Patreon. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you next week. Gang, gang. There's another thing of fire. There's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.